You don't need to build a wall around your heart, but you do need to pay attention to what's getting in. Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's word in your life. Guard your heart. Now, you've probably heard that phrase before, but what does it actually mean? Proverbs 4 says, everything you do flows from your heart. That means what you watch, listen to, think about, and really chase after, it's all shaping you, whether you notice it or not. But the good news is, we don't have to figure all this out on our own. If we know Jesus, His Spirit is with us, helping us learn how to walk in step with Him, one choice, one moment at a time. So, let's get into today's devotion, Guard Your Heart by Savannah Coleman. Guard your heart. Guard your heart. Everything you do flows from it through you. From your lips, past fingertips, where your feet may go, every thought God knows. Self-improve won't help you. Let the Spirit lead. God knows what you need. So, guard your heart. Let's talk about this poem a little more. Proverbs 4:23 says, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. What do you think it means to guard your heart? It's tempting to try to do better and think better by relying on our own strength. This may seem to work at first, but the truth is, we all struggle with sin, and none of us can live a perfect life. Thankfully, Jesus lived a perfect life on our behalf. Then He died on the cross and rose from the grave so we could be forgiven and brought near to God. And 2 Peter 1:3 tells believers that Jesus' divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. God's wisdom, spoken of in Proverbs 4, reminds us to rely on His strength, not our own, for transformation. The more we get to know Him, the more we'll grow like Him. How could these truths free us to follow God, not out of fear, but out of love? Galatians 5:25 says, since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Part of guarding our hearts includes thoughtfully discerning if the things and relationships we allow into our lives help us walk in step with Him. What we view with our eyes will affect our hearts. So will what we listen to and where we go. This doesn't mean we should avoid being friends with non-Christians or never watch non-Christian movies or listen to non-Christian music, because each person is different and each situation is unique. Instead, God invites us to talk to Him about all these things. He will help us discern how He is calling us to follow Him through His Holy Spirit, His Word, the Bible, and His people, the church. Who are trusted Christians in your life who can help you discern what to allow into your life and when and how? Now, as you and I can read in Proverbs 4:23, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. And I'd encourage you to dig a little bit deeper and read Proverbs 4 and also Galatians 5:13-26 and Ephesians 4:17 through chapter 5, verse 20 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries, and maybe you get discouraged by the anger and hate that you see on social media. Well, remember, you can go to God's Word to be refreshed, and one way to do that is by reading or listening to Unlocked on the Unlocked app. You can also read the Bible there, write down your thoughts, and find encouragement. So search for Unlocked Teen Devotional in your app store to get the Unlocked app. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie. What if sharing your faith isn't about having all the answers, it's just about telling your story? But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.